Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was a time if you went to a bar and you wanted a drink without alcohol, you'd have to ask for something called like a Shirley Temple or something. And then you just felt like, I don't know, a lame if you were at the bar. But that's all changing. That's all changing because of places like Mixtape in Garfield. And Katie Molchin is the co-owner of Mixtape. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you for having me, Lynn.
Indeed. Thanks for being here. So tell me what the idea behind Mixtape is all about.
Well, so, in a nutshell, part of what we're trying to create, I think, is in some ways a little bit synonymous with just a mixtape itself. we wanted something that was going to be in some ways, emblematic of that labor of love where you'd put together and craft something sort of unique based on a relationship you had with somebody. And then, we would hang out and, in a very comfortable environment and listen to it. So we tried to do that same thing. We wanted to have something where people felt like they were getting a very crafted, sort of curated experience, and where we had something that was going to be appropriate for all of the different customers, and that we worked really hard to create a very welcoming and comfortable lounge atmosphere, which is something that you don't see in a lot of other establishments in the city.
So then what kinds of drinks do you offer? Do you specialize in anything?
So we specialize in our cocktail program, but that's something that, I would say is in many ways inclusive of the mocktail menu as well. And then we also have a whole selection of cold brew cocktails for someone who's looking for some caffeine with their alcohol, but then we also have a full cafe menu as well. If someone's just looking for the caffeine, sans that alcohol and element.
Okay, so you do offer some alcoholic beverage. It's not strictly non-alcoholic.
We do, yeah. We pride ourselves on being able to provide an environment where people have commented on how comfortable they are here, whether they're drinkers or not. But we do, yeah, have a full bar.
So then it kind of speaks to, as I said earlier, there was a time that if you wanted a non-alcoholic beverage, you kind of stuck out like a sore thumb if you asked for, you ended up with something like a Shirley Temple.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was for a long time all that was really available. And not only did you stick out, I think it sort of felt, a little bit, like everyone else were having the adult beverages, not in just the sense that they had alcohol in them, but, typically, those drinks are seen more on the kids' menu.
Right.
And they are like something that's intended for adults to drink.
Now, are you finding that you have a younger clientele as well that are interested, that are not as interested in alcoholic beverages?
I mean, I would say that it's a diverse group of people who are starting to limit their alcohol intake for whatever reason, but we have noticed that as far as that being a popular trend motivated by wellness, that is something that seems to be more taking shape with that younger generation.
Now, you mentioned coffee drinks. Now, that's interesting to me because I am that coffee person, and there are a lot of times I'm out with friends, and I'm not a big alcohol consumer. I'm just not.
Right.
And so, there are times that I might do, like the coffee with a little Bailey's Irish cream or something in it. So it sounds to me like Mixtape is the perfect place for my friends and I, because they can consume whatever they want. I can have my coffee drink, and we're all happy. Would my friends and I be your target group?
I like to think so, yeah. That's precisely what we're going for, in the same way, like I said, talking about those cassettes, we really like to make sure that we're keeping the mix and mixtape in that, not isolating anyone based on, like you said, a lot of places you can't really, get a coffee, like say even your group of friends, you were all looking just to get coffee. If you wanted something late night, a lot of coffee shops close up.
Indeed.
You
now
know,
you've
so
been
even
there.
Even if you have someone not looking for that alcohol, it's hard to find.
Right. Now you've been there 4 years, is that correct?
Yeah, this January 6th will be the end of our fourth year.
And what's the reaction been?
I think it's been great. You know, we've really tried to focus on developing a good relationship with the community. You know, we don't accept tips at our bar. We have a tips for charity program. So anyone leaving money, we pick a local nonprofit and, you know, feel like we've been able to really help develop a good relationship with our neighbors here. And, you know, just sort of slowly building on that reputation.
Well, I think the other thing, and I'm going to be honest, I have not been to Mixtape, so I'll be clear about that.
I won't hold it against you.
But I think a lot of times, too, people are looking for that kind of lounge kind of atmosphere, but they don't necessarily want, and no offense to the drunks in the audience, but they don't necessarily want that old drunk guy pushing up on them and having to push him away and saying, I'm not interested, leave me alone. They just don't want that.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, I mean, that's very much, you know, what we always keep in mind as we're operating. One of the things that has been a bit of a slow transition for some of our customers in terms of getting used to is we actually cap our capacity at the door, which is unusual for bars in the city. It's pretty common for cocktail bars and some other cities, but people are used to having a wait, you know, at their restaurant. But bars are used to just being able to get packed in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But precisely for the reason that you pointed out, you know, we want people to be comfortable here. We don't want, you know, to sort of have that type of environment that's, you know, something where, you know, people might be feeling uncomfortable, you know, for whatever reason the case may be. Like they just want to spend some time with just their friends and they don't want to be bothered by other people, or, you know, they're maybe more of an introvert and they don't really like, you know, being in large crowds. Or they're just looking for something really, like, chill and, you know, comfortable.
Exactly, where I can have my alcohol-free pina colada. Katie, thanks so much for joining us. It's called Mixtape. You're located in Garfield. We appreciate you indeed.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
All right, have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.